Talking today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Cattle on feed numbers out, Daryl. The percentages are pretty big, but the net result, 1% fewer cattle than a year ago. Your thoughts about this overall report?
Well, it was, first of all, I don't think it was a major surprise. The placement number maybe was a little bit bigger, or certainly within the range of expectations, might have been a little bit bigger than the average trade guess. It's important to keep in mind for this for November placements and marketings that there was one extra business day this year compared to a year ago. So on the face of it, that adjusts both the placements and marketings number by about 5%. Nevertheless, they were both up. That's one thing. And the other thing is that the marketings number was up even more than the placement number, which has been the case now for a number of months. And shows that even though we're moving more cattle through the system, we're doing that very aggressively, and that's what keeps that cattle on feed inventory down. It was down about 1.4%, pretty close to the same level that it was down last month from a year ago. So we continue to maintain a lower inventory, even though we are moving more cattle through the system.
The marketing's number, as you mentioned, that kind of what tells us we are pulling cattle very aggressively.
It does, and that's really a key thing as we go, you know, as we work through, you know, many more months yet ahead of larger cattle numbers. You know, we're starting to see now in 2016 really the results of herd expansion that started in 2014. Takes about 2 years for those cattle to finally come through the system and show up as feedlot marketings and slaughter. And we're going to be in this, not only in 2017, but into 2018. And so the best you can do to help yourself as an industry in this case is to move those cattle through the system as well as you can. It doesn't get any better if you try to back them up, because that just adds more problems. So 2016 has been a pretty good year in terms of the way feedlots have managed cattle inventories and flows. And certainly as a market change from what they were doing this time last year, where they did, in fact, create a worse wreck by holding cattle and failing to move them through the system on a timely basis.
Does this report give you any clues as to what we may see here in another, 45 days or so, or a little less than that, I guess, really, on this total, cattle number that will include, give us some feel on how big the cow herd now is?
Well, we've been watching heifer and steer slaughter, heifer and cow slaughter, really, in terms of the herd expansion all year. This report doesn't give us that breakdown. One of the things we will get in January with the cattle on feed report, which will actually come out about a week before the annual inventory numbers, is we will get the quarterly breakdown of steers and heifers on feed. And as we have been seeing, there's been more heifers on feed here for the last three quarters, I think, or at least it would be three quarters including this one. And so that's an indication that we are slowing down heifer retention. And, of course, with the increases we've seen so far in 2016 of increased heifer slaughter and beef cow slaughter, both of those are indications that we're slowing down expansion. I don't think we're in active liquidation yet. I see some talk of that, but I really don't think it means that we've turned the corner and started actually liquidating the herd. I think we're just moving towards probably a very limited growth, if any, in 2017.
Overall, this report, you feel like it's as expected, or maybe a little friendly? How would you term it?
Well, again, if there's anything that traders might react to, it would be the fact that the placements was a little bit bigger than the average guess. But again, it shouldn't really be a big surprise. It's within the range of things. So I would call it, it may be slightly bearish, but really a pretty neutral report, pretty well anticipated. And again, it does show that we, continue to move these cattle through the system. The placements that were out there were biggest in the southern plains, and that's kind of consistent with rebuilding some of the feedlot inventories that have been a bit lower. Placements were pretty small in the Midwest and the northern plains. And again, that's not really a surprise. That's kind of consistent with what we've been seeing the last few months.
One other question, Daryl, in regards to, we got another report out there today, that quarterly hog and pigs report, 4% more hog and pigs and 4% more kept for marketing. Does that worry any?
If there's a reaction to, the reports that we got today, this will be the one that will cause a reaction. The hog numbers across the board for all hogs and pigs, for breeding hogs, for market hogs, were all bigger than the average trade guess, and really bigger than the range of estimates, even on the top end. So I suspect that there will be some negative reaction in the hog pit and in hog trade relative to this. And it will have some spillover effect because of the concerns generally we have in the marketplace with large meat supplies in 2016, and certainly an expectation for more large meat supplies in total in 2017. So it may have some impact even on beef markets indirectly in that total meat supply sense.
Thank you, Daryl. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist out of Oklahoma State University. I'm Ron Hayes for the Oklahoma Farm Report.